Yo, what up, fam? It's another beautiful day here in Dallas, Texas. Hope you're having a great day. This is episode 27 of the Collecting and Connecting podcast. Very excited about our guest today. Less excited about my co-host, but I will say hi to them. We have Glenn Christmas Tree jamming. How you doing, Glenn?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Good. You look really confused. Hold that for the podcast because we're going to want you to unpack your facial expressions. Three ball, Mr. Paranoia, are you worried about today's episode that Glenn and I are going to get too crazy or our special guest is going to get too crazy? Or are you feeling good?
Not worried at all. Very excited. Let's get to her, though.
Oh, my gosh. We have, they say save the best for last, and we say screw that. Just start with the best. We have our first wonderful lady here with us, Banana Bacon Mac, aka the most beautiful person on this podcast. We are so pumped that you're here.
How That's not you? Hard.
That was good. That was the best intro. Like, I need someone to do that for me every day. What is good, fam?
If you want me to do like a recording and send it to you so you can just walk around and jam it, no problem.
If that could be like my voicemail.
Free right of charge.
Daily affirmations with King Brett. Just listen to it and be ready for the day.
Every morning, like, I'm ready to go, guys.
That's really a pretty good idea. We should.
Glenn is so upset right now. Just look at him. I don't even know.
Is it the Charlie Brown Christmas tree? Is he feeling that he doesn't compare to Mac's Christmas tree? What's going on?
No, I feel good. I don't know what Brett's talking about. I'm just messing around. You know, my Knicks had a big win recently at the Lakers, so I'm feeling good.
Knicks are playing well. This is the day after Christmas when this is coming out. So Merry Christmas to everybody in CNC. As you see the Christmas trees in the background, happy holidays to everybody.
Happy Boxing Day.
Happy Boxing, I was going to say.
Now we're talking.
Who's buying a TV today?
It's officially Canadian show.
Yeah.
You're not Canadian until you buy a TV on Boxing Day.
That's like a thing, isn't it?
I thought it was. Yeah.
You know that was a thing.
Yeah.
It is.
We're definitely going to talk Canada today because we got a Raptors fan in the house. Shout out to Jurassic Pack. Love that sweatshirt you got on there.
It does look great.
You got to rep the merch.
We're definitely going to touch on our normal segments. Touch on Sticky Icky Wicky, name that player. King Brett's going to ask you your favorite basketball memory. But before we get to that, let's talk fandom a little bit. You've been able to do some really cool stuff being a part of the Jurassic Pack and their Discord. Let's talk IRL and in real life. Let's get into it. You joined Top Shot in 21 like us because of a family member. Tell us about joining.
Yeah, so I joined just after like the peak, I guess, like May 2021. My brother growing up was huge into sports, so am I. And he brought it to me and was like, you got to get into this. Knows I love basketball. So I was like, sure, why not? I ripped my first Series 2 base pack. And from there, it was just like, I was hooked, guys. Like every paycheck was just like going into Top Shot. It's like all I thought about. Like I fell in love with it right off the bat. And then from there, I just started buying pretty much daily and going.
So you feel how we feel, basically. We're all in the same boat. I love it.
Future of the fandom right there.
Love it.
Love it.
So cool. What a good brother. And to know his basketball sister needs to know about this.
Yeah, he's like, get into it. And I was like, why not? Give anything a shot, right? I did not know my life was going to turn into like Top Shot on my mind daily, pretty much.
On Twitter, on the CNC Discord, hanging out with the fam. Love it.
Yeah.
No, time out. I know Three Ball's got more to say, but how good a brother is he? Like, has he bought you a couple Top Shot moments? Like, has he gifted you something cool before?
He has gifted me Dapper Balance for my birthdays and Christmas, which
that's pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm not complaining.
Anyone like, listening, feel free to send Dapper Balance to either four of us. We'd all take it.
We all love no it. Pressure. I will shout you out on Twitter if you need that. Right? He, Will, back in the day when we did the flash challenges, like right after the game and they were decently easy, he'd send me moments if I needed them. Right? But like I had to send them back. So it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
Maybe just forget to send them back. Be like, oh, sorry. I just didn't realize it.
Yeah, it's hard when we're both like still living at home to avoid them, you know. I'm like, I kind of got to like go to the shower.
Yeah, I am. Okay, I'm not. I won't be back until you're gone. Sorry.
Yeah, just scoots out the back door.
Yeah.
That's a similar experience to King Brett and I. Like we feel it so normal now being a part of CNC and that if you're doing a challenge, you could easily trade with one of your your new friends, your new internet friends, as Ariel likes to call them, but with an actual brother in the Top Shot streets, me and King Brett, we were exchanging moments when we needed them for different things, and you had someone similar. And then we realized that we get out here in this bigger pool of people, and everybody's pretty friendly and willing to help out and trade moments around. So that's really cool that you started that way, and now you're in the big fam.
Yeah, CNC is like top tier, guys. I'm telling you, I spend so much time in this Discord, like it's insane compared to any other place in like the Top Shot community. It's like my go-to.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If you ever need a good laugh, it's definitely a place you need to just scroll a couple scrolls and like you could literally be crying sometimes. It's
like, I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
We usually wait till later in the show to give it a plug, but I can't think of a better way to say it than what she just did, saying it's a top tier chat. Jump in that Discord, the Twitter, or on Instagram, as well as YouTube, where you're seeing this video. Love to have you guys come, guys and girls, come hang out with us, CNC, baby, having fun.
That's right. Good vibes. But
shameless plug. I'm never against it, honestly.
All the good vibes. We got to bring more people like you in here, man. We're
Talk about good vibes.
I just want good vibes around, guys. Like, people come out with like hate, and I'm like, back away, get off my Twitter. I just want the good place.
Mute.
Yeah.
Do you see hate on Twitter, Nicole? I don't ever see anything like that.
No, I get the odd like comment on a tweet. Yeah.
Yeah. Ignore, mute. Very easy buttons there to not look at those anymore.
I usually come back being like, this is good vibes only. I'm nice. Just here for the good time. You got to look at the positives, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about. That says that.
It's a good lesson for life in general. I mean, you can focus on whatever you want to, but it's always better to focus on positivity.
Exactly. And it's like, why am I going to come on here and just be like a negative hater? Like, it's a waste of time.
Yeah. Well, it's just like basketball. Even when the one year your team sucks, the positive is you got to be better next year. It can only get better.
Yeah, honestly. That's good luck to Detroit, though.
That's
it. Oh, wow. Shots fired.
Yeah, that's coming up regularly these days.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of good vibes, it was a year ago, almost within a week or so, Top Shot was doing the tour, and they were jumping to different cities and inviting Top Shot out, and well, let's have a game, let's have some festivities, let's get the collectors together. Maybe a meet and greet with somebody special. Tell us, you were involved with one a year ago. Tell us a little bit about that. You went to the tour in Toronto.
So it was like the best day of my life, hands down. I swear I didn't sleep before. I was so hyped for it. The first day was the 17th, which was the tour. And then the next day we went to the game, which was the Raptors versus Warriors. Awesome. So the tour, met up downtown at like an event space. We had like special drinks put on the house. Like, we had like a Slamtini. I don't even know what it was. It wasn't the greatest, but I drank it because we
slammed it.
There's a picture of the bar and the stage there. I can't zoom in close enough to see the ingredients for that Slamtini, but signature cocktail. That's what I'm talking about.
It was orangey. Like, imagine drinking a basketball. That was it. It was just
drinking a basketball.
That's like the best example.
I'm fixated at no treaticus. We're not going sexual. Those gold balls are amazing.
Yeah,
those are basketballs. That is,
they were sweet.
I liked seeing people get to hold them, take pictures. I saw people take some home. Saw some get autographed. Very cool to see those out in the Top Shot wild.
Yeah, they gave them all away.
What's the bittersweet, Lauren?
Pardon?
You said bittersweet about the basketballs. Did you?
Oh, they gave some away. It was pretty sweet.
Oh, nice.
That's my Canadian accent getting you.
I thought we were back to the Slamtini being bittersweet.
Yeah,
it's the French.
Now we're having fun.
Oh, I'm like, I don't know.
What?
Yeah. I don't know any French. I didn't real cool in it.
Not all French was cultured.
I don't go to like Montreal and Quebec enough.
Yeah.
I just hang in my Toronto circle.
That's it.
That's it.
Well, why would you need to leave? Toronto has everything you ever need.
It does.
I mean, exactly. It is one of my favorite places in Canada.
Yeah, it's pretty. I mean, it's pretty sweet. It's a pretty cool place.
Yeah.
But with the tour, we decorated shoes, like designed them. So we were told to bring a white pair, and they didn't tell us beforehand what we were doing. But you know, you kind of got the vibe. So I brought my shoes today.
Oh no way!
Yeah.
Oh, we get to see them? That's what I'm talking about.
Dude.
So, they have the date on them.
That's right.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And that's the other one.
Dude. I knew I liked you from Discord stuff, but now I really like you because I'm a shoe guy and I love cool shoes. And that is awesome.
That's really cool.
I got them signed. So we all got a signature and picture with Jose. And
sick.
I was unsure of what to get signed because I didn't really think it through before I showed up. And you didn't know who the special guest was.
Sure.
And one of the guys I met there was like, yo, get your sneaker signed. So I was like, that is the best idea I've ever
heard.
Great
idea.
Yeah. So I went and got one of the special like markers that we drew with and got it signed. And now it's all over Top Shot. I feel like there's a couple photos out there of me with them.
Yeah, and I don't wear them. Designing them and then the finished product with the Christmas tree in the background, you getting them home and being all proud of them. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
The date on there, the colors.
I mean, you're kind of a big deal. It's okay to admit it.
That They're Raptors jersey is badass, by the way. Throwback. I love that.
I had to rep Vince. You have to rep them. If you're like a Raptors fan, like he's an icon.
He's all time, right? For Raptors fans?
Definitely. We're going to talk about him a little bit later as well. I got some notes on Vince. But very cool. You mentioned Jose, in case people weren't paying attention a year ago or they don't know. Who is that? Jose who?
Jose Calderon? I don't
know. Calderon.
Yes. Terrible at pronouncing names, guys.
Not Jose Canseco.
Yeah, I'm like, sorry, guys. I'm absolutely awful when it comes to names, and I'll just, like, completely botch it.
Look at that.
Pictures of him signing it and after. Man, that's a memory and a half right there, Mac. Right? That's so cool.
Mac, he was on the Knicks, too.
6 foot tall?
Yeah, it was, like, he was insane. I don't know. Like, the best speech. He talked to us a lot. He took great pictures. He talked a lot about Toronto. He talked a little bit of when he left Toronto, but not as much.
When he went to Dallas to play with Dirk.
Dude, he was on the Knicks too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say after you said the Knicks. Yeah. Mac, me and Brett and Glenn all have an inside joke of that every Knicks and Mavs played for each other. They just go trade back and forth all the time. And here's another example.
Yeah, we forgot about
the corner for each other. Didn't that moment just come out in the archive packs? Or not the archive packs, the team packs?
I think there's a Calderon moment.
Yeah, it's the Knicks, I think
it might be.
Knicks Calderon. That's you, Glenjamin.
I don't even know. I thought it was a different team, but it might be the Knicks. I can go check.
Man, what a cool experience. Designing shoes and meeting collectors is one. Going to the Warriors and Raptors game is two. But then you get to meet and greet with a ex-player, get autographs on something you just created. Like, what a really cool moment in time, for sure.
A one of one, which is the best part.
That is, right? It's like, a best mint count. I can't do any better.
It's the ideal perfect mint count ever.
Yeah, it was like the coolest experience. They did tons of giveaways too. Gave away like Jurassic Park merch, hats, t-shirts, Raptor stuff. Like they had a couple jerseys up, a Vince Carter and I forget who else. I didn't win them, so.
So, yeah, forget
I didn't remember. It's not that important.
Yeah.
And then people started giving away moments. So like someone donated a dynamic duo moment of DeMar and Lowry.
Very nice.
So like the good vibes kept rolling that whole day. And then the next day we all came back for the game. And I think they sent like 100 people roughly. They had a pretty big suite up in the 600s.
Yeah, I think it was the biggest attended Top Shot game. I could be mistaken, but like of collectors at one game.
Yeah, because Nine Lives sent people as well as Top Shot. So
y'all have such a great community up there in Canada. We've had Rich DMC on the show before, and a big shout out to you guys out at Jurassic Pack. It's just so cool everything you're doing, and to have the biggest group to go to a game, that's awesome. And like, y'all got a tweet I think I saw from you that y'all were in a suite as the team, but then you said the Cool Cats came and were also there. That's the Nine Lives Lounge if you're a Cool Cats member. And all four of us are. Shout out for everybody completing it this year. Pumped for you.
We got
guys.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Nine Lives actually put us down in like the lower bowl.
Ooh.
So we got really good seats and it was insane because I honestly never thought I'd see the Warriors in Toronto. The tickets are insane.
Dude, I bet.
Yeah, so we were down
every
there.
Time Steph comes to town, the tickets just go nuts. Same thing with LeBron. So
yeah,
that definitely makes sense. They're always the toughest ticket to get.
Well, don't forget Julius Randle when he comes to town. Stuff happens.
Now we're having fun.
Now he's good.
I had to bring up my ex.
You dated Julius?
So
yeah,
you talked about jerseys and your Vince jersey. Tell us about your first jersey you ever got.
My first jersey was actually my Chris Bosh. So that's a throwback. I still have it.
Another Dallas legend. Shout out to Dallas, Texas. Chris Bosh played at Lincoln. What up?
You're welcome.
He was like my first player that I was like, I want that jersey. I need it. I was like 9 years old. I was little. I can't fit it anymore, but I won't get rid of it. I can't like part with it. It's got the throwback Raptors logo.
Dude, wicked.
Very cool.
Yeah. I'm leaving for Miami. What a sad day. Yeah. As a Toronto fan.
Yeah.
To watch. But yeah, that was my first ever. And I'm blessed because I still fit kids' jerseys. So any jersey I got from middle school on, I'm still rocking that like youth large.
Dude.
And I'm never going to not.
That's awesome that they still fit for sure.
You get to save money too because usually they're cheaper, right?
They're like $85. I'm like, I can do this. I can buy two now.
Well, I was just going to say, like, I'll get two.
I'll get home and away or the city edition. I'll get whatever I want.
The city editions are sweet. I love Toronto's city edition. Dude. I try to buy them.
They're finally bringing the purple back in the jerseys. I know they got rid of it there for like a decade, but I'm glad to see that they're coming back in a couple of them at least.
The throwback jerseys are like the best to me. The throwback logo. I love it all personally. Yeah. Better than the new. I know I shouldn't say it, but I am. I'm all for the throwback look, guys.
Yeah.
You know us older folks, we definitely love the throwbacks because of the nostalgia and definitely gives us good memories. We're definitely on that page with you for sure. They've been getting pretty wild with the new courts they just dropped for the in-season tournament and these city edition jerseys that they release every year. There's some really wild and different stuff out there for sure.
Yeah, there's some pretty sweet ones. Some of them I'm not a huge fan of, but they got some creative ideas going. I like it.
It's okay. You can say it. There are some ugly ones.
Thank you. Yeah.
There are some really freaking cool ones too.
I'm like, this just looks like font off Microsoft Word. But like,
I don't even know if you could design one more ugly than this. Congratulations. Yeah.
Toronto, thankfully, most years, it's pretty solid. Yeah. I'm liking the black and gold. I think it's a cool look. I'm not a huge fan of the in-season courts. Although
I agree.
I'm like, this is kind of hard to watch, but The concept was there, and I give them kudos for trying. We got to try new things in life.
For sure.
They just
you try racquetball once and then never do it again.
Yeah,
you can easily identify the games, right? Because the courts were so different.
Yeah, which is great. What do we feel about that in-season banner being hung last night for the Lakers?
We just talked about it with Ariel on the last episode and just kind of bringing that up. It's the first one. It's still kind of new for us to really even – kind of fathom. We're so close to it. It'll take probably a couple of years if we're going to stay consistent and keep doing it, if it'll become more important or if it'll just be something that we do and we don't really think too much about it.
I feel like I'm mixed on it, guys.
To be fair, Letterkenny reference, any of you out there, if our teams won, we would be like, best idea ever, banners forever. Like, none of us would even be questioning this conversation. We'd be like, duh, of course it makes sense to have banners. Why would you have a banner?
As a Raptors fan, I mean, we can always use some more banners hung. We got like our one proud championship here, guys. And
we do too.
Yeah,
we're going to have one. That's a great one to have. You know, there's teams that don't have it.
It was a great year. I cannot
complain. 2019. I bet there's still hype in the arena now. You know, from that. Yeah, that's we're still repping 2011 like it happened yesterday. So
yeah,
1973.
There you go.
The parade will never not be talked about in Toronto. Ugh.
So, video games. I think we all have a story similar to this, Banana Mac. I think that I can't remember what year Madden it was, maybe 94, something mid 90s. And I would play with the Steelers, I believe, because Cordell Stewart, nobody could stop him. You could just put him in the shotgun and I could run to the sideline and run all the way down and score a touchdown. Nobody was going to catch him. It was a glitch in the game. I think you found another one yourself in 2K. Tell us a little bit about that.
I did. So my siblings and I played 2K. So there's three more of me out there. Nice. And We played a lot of it, and I developed a love for the Houston Rockets at this point because of my man Yao Ming.
Yeah.
He just crushed the game. My sister was always Lakers. She loved Kobe, that generation. And nobody could stop Yao Ming. The minute he was on the floor, it's like you couldn't take the ball off him. You couldn't block him. They had no control. So I'd win this game every time we played to the point that like my mom would interfere. My mom was like, you can't be that team or he's got to be on the bench. Like, this is becoming problematic because of his height. He was like, what, 7'6"?
Mom, she's playing with Yao again.
Yeah,
I told you, only the first two quarters.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm the youngest. Like, I need to win something, guys.
We got to make it like elementary school where they limit the quarters they can play, and we got to make Yao go out for a little bit, let everybody get in the game. That's so funny.
I was like, I don't see the problem. He's like 7'6". Why can't he be on my team?
Yeah.
I used Sean Bradley in the original 2K on Dreamcast.
Nice.
You could actually draft teams. They had ratings, and you drafted teams, and he was always rated really low. But if you drafted him, he would just like dunk from everywhere and get every rebound. So it's probably something similar.
That's so awesome.
Sean, we got to see him a lot. And I think that kind of wore him down a little bit because we were ruthless to him as a media and as a fan base. But really nice guy and played his tail off. He was just really skinny and lanky for how thick the centers were. Yao Ming is a perfect example. That he outweighed him 100 pounds. There's no way that Sean could guard him.
No, it was nothing you could do. And I was like, cheat code.
And Mac knew that. Yeah. You're the youngest of the four siblings, right? You have three older?
Yeah, three older.
That's cool. So you got to grow up fast and learn the tricks of the trade pretty quickly. I like it.
Yeah, I got good at things young. And now I have like a tough love kind of exterior where I'm like, you're the youngest. Toughen up. You're fine.
Yeah. Get over
it. You're going to be the best of all of them. That's my whole thing.
That's yeah.
Yeah. I tell my parents, I'm like, that's the whole deal. You stopped at me because you were like, this one can do it.
This is it. My mom the same thing. I'm the youngest of three, and it just makes sense.
You're on the same with
perfection.
You know? Yeah. You that's stop it. When they're good. The first pancake's always a flop.
That's
yeah, it comes out weird shaped, nice. And the consistency's off.
Yeah, Glenn, don't talk about yourself that way, buddy.
I'm the youngest too.
Oh, the only one that's not is three ball.
Yeah, I'm the oldest of four. Man. I got three younger sisters.
Oh man. Yeah,
you're the old man.
But it prepped me for life. I'm ready for all females.
Yeah, you're good to go.
Yeah.
I wish we had time to unpack this, but I know three ball is gonna change the subject as soon as
already moving on.
He's ready.
I knew it. So many stories about three ball and his sisters.
So sticky, icky, wicky. Anytime we're preparing for someone like Mac to come on, we are Googling and searching on the internet things about the Raptors, things about her favorite players, et cetera, to prepare for this episode. In 1995, they added two new NBA teams, both in Canada.
Yes.
The Toronto Raptors and the Vancouver Grizzlies. It's very tough to add a new team in an already league that's already going. This was not different. Definitely difficult to start both of them in Canada. And we'll definitely talk in a episode coming up about Dallas bringing a new team in and some tough starts there. But you can see how we alluded to it earlier, that having a good player early on and getting some wins on the board is definitely important on keeping that franchise and growing and building. And we saw that on a primary example with these two teams. They both got brought to Canada and both struggled early. The first three or four years were pretty tough. Not a lot of wins, not a lot of attendance. We even had a lockout year coming up in 98-99. But that was the year that probably saved you guys. We had a draft. The third pick overall went to the Toronto Raptors. Y'all drafted Antoine Jameson, who you quickly traded for Vince Carter, who quickly became the Rookie of the Year that year. 2 years later, the Vancouver Grizzlies moved to Memphis, and they're no longer there. And then you guys are solely representing Canada, Vince Carter at the face of it. And now that's the story. I mean, Vince Carter basically saved Toronto and has a team up there forever. All of Canada is behind one team. I love it.
Totally. And Canadians are diehard fans. I mean, that's the thing. Once we have a team established, it's like, it does not matter if we're on a losing streak. People are going to those games. We are like, do not want to lose these teams. And I know people want Vancouver to get a team back. I'd like to see it happen. So
Canada's huge. There's enough people and population there for it. And we see it with hockey, as well as lacrosse that came up on the last episode. King Brett, shout out. There's definitely a lot of fans up there that are diehard and wanting to support a team.
And we're producing more players, more guys in the NBA.
Also true. We're seeing Team Canada do really well, and lots of guys pop up. RJ Barrett for your boy down there.
Shay.
Yeah,
he's like our hometown boy out here.
Wiggins,
yeah. Brandon Clark's from
Anthony Bennett.
King Brett, I believe Dwight Powell is Canadian.
Ooh.
Shout out to Dallas Mavs.
That's, yes. It's actually it's my girl's one of her favorite players.
He's the longest tenured Maverick right now, which is pretty crazy.
Wait, who else are we forgetting that's a good ball player from Canada right now?
There's a lot. We should probably pull up a list because we're going to leave somebody out.
Like the Olympic team, right?
I only blank when it's important. I don't test well, guys.
Well, that's a great segue because we're about to test you.
Yeah, and I'm like,
Glenn, explain what our new game is here.
All right, let's just name that player. I know that you're a little younger, so I tried to make it a little bit more recent and more iconic for you. Because I don't think you're going to know some rando from the 2003 team, right? So
no.
I wasn't even born in 2003, so.
I think that's probably false. Yeah, you just have to, name the player, do your best, and there's going to be three pictures coming up, and
one at a time, and you'll name that player when you know it. If you need a hint, just ask us for one.
And if you don't get them all right, you got to send us the sneakers.
Exactly. It's like you're going to hold them hostage on me.
And make one of those drinks too that tastes like basketballs.
Yeah, a little slam teeny for you.
Yeah.
We'll see how I do on my testing. I'm going to butcher the name, guys.
I think you'll do fine. Here's number one.
Oh,
nice
shit.
Nice tattoo, by the way. No pressure. All good.
So he was the original Raptor that was really good before Vince got there. He was like the – I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, he was drafted like the year that they came into existence.
So 95.
You told her you weren't going to go old school, and then you went
I'm literally thinking. I'm like, man.
If you're watching the games, I figure they probably jump back to him once in a while.
King Brett's happy he's not answering right now.
Yeah, I'm like.
On my episode, I'm going to be like, I take the fifth. Do what you want.
All right, so he was. So Isaiah Thomas, was he the GM original Raptors, or was he just the coach? I can't remember. But – this was his guy. Anyway, do you want me to tell you his name?
Yeah, let's go initials first. DS.
DS.
There's been other players with his last name.
His nickname is Mighty Mouse because he was about 5'10".
Hence the tattoo.
Is it a popular last name? Like, should I just guess something like Smith?
No, not that popular. Damon Stoudemire.
Like, I know something?
Yeah, that's Damon Stoudemire. He was, before Vince got there, he was the best player on the Raptors for a bunch of years.
Yeah, I know the name. I was like, I couldn't tell you a face. Yeah,
he was a flat stud for sure.
Not my strength, guys. I don't test
old school, Glenn.
Don't worry. I joked
with you. She was 25, Glenn.
Yeah, I'm like, I was born in 98, guys. Like, I have no idea.
Yeah. It's like,
I thought you pulled like Tracy McGrady or someone.
Right now.
I do.
All right, number two. Let's try this one out.
I know this one. Hold up.
Looks like he's doing the Zoolander pose, isn't it?
It's pretty intense. He was 7 before Lowry was, so he was gone before.
7-footer, could shoot the 3. Got called soft for a while because we still didn't really know what a stretch 4 and a big man who could shoot was going to be. Dirk helped change that with him around the same time.
He was the number one pick, right?
He's not on Andre.
There you go. There you go.
I don't know
his first name. Andrea.
It's going to be tough to say the last one.
Starts with a B, his last name.
Now we're on it.
See? Money.
Well, we can count that.
Yeah, I think we got initials.
Well,
I know his initials. It's good now.
Yeah, she's on it. Barnyani.
Barnyani.
I would have butchered that anyway. I would have been like Barnyani.
Yeah.
Banana.
And he got traded to the Knicks, and we got fleeced because he was so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
Works for me. Yeah, I can't complain about the good end of the deal.
He was ahead of his time for sure, because he would have fit in a lot more in the league today than he did back then. There was just too many big guys to throw him around.
I think he was definitely a little soft. They thought that he wasn't, you know, he wasn't like a tough defender at all.
Yeah, Dirk ended up playing 21 years, so he got to see the thing change a little bit. But
definitely, you know, Dirk is the reason that all these other dudes got drafted, because they kept wanting to replicate him. If you look at after Dirk, there's so many teams that took like stretch European guys that could apparently shoot
for sure.
Yeah, just like Waterboy.
There was a lot of years where they had terrible busts because of it.
Last but not least, I think you can get this one. Let's do it, Nicole.
Be like DeMar for me, guys.
Right, that would have been a good one. Just a layup.
So he's still in the league.
Yeah.
He was on the Raptors for a long time, and then he got traded.
You own a moment of his, probably multiple.
Norman Powell, not
nice. Ding, ding, ding.
Yes, I got it. Okay,
you got it.
Like, I felt
right. She said it with a question mark, but
that one was recent. Okay,
you nailed it.
I tested better than I normally did in school, so that's a win.
I'm gonna take that. Heck yeah!
And to your credit, the two that you didn't get played before you were born. So
that's it wasn't really fair.
No, she got Barnyani.
She did.
That's
she
what did. We're saying. Yeah. So it's really like she got 2.5 points.
Yeah, I was like pretty close. I just
didn't round up.
You should YouTube Damon Stoudemire though. It's a really nice history thing for Raptors, you know, because again, he was like the first guy that was good that was there.
Anybody watching, that would be interesting to check out. He was a really good player.
I don't even need to YouTube it. I just need to send this to Top Shot and ask him to make me a moment, and I'll be good to go. Cool.
Yeah, sure you'll learn everything you need to know. Stats.
That's where I get all my info.
Read the description, folks.
Exactly. Some may say it's the best part of the moment.
That's... You did well. You did better than some people that are old like us do.
Easy.
Yeah, when you say old, like, stop talking about yourself. All of us are very young-ish.
We're all young.
Brett is the oldest, I think.
We are all inclusive in CNC, all ages. Yeah. All sexes, anything you want, bring it to CNC. We're down with good vibes.
That is my fear in CNC. I'm like, how many people know I'm a girl? I don't know. I feel like it just randomly pops out there and I shock people. I make a lot of Grady Dick jokes with them on Twitter, so I'm sure they're going to find out when this gets released.
Yeah, they're going to go, man, I overstepped.
Yeah, so much cooler than I thought. I just thought it was some guy. The fact that she said it makes it so much better.
They're like, this works.
Yeah.
Serious question, though. He's not performing that well yet, right? Like, he's not really doing what they expected. What do you think about that?
I believe in giving rookies time. Like, I think we're so quick to jump on the guys and be like, you're a bust. And, like, the league is so different than college. If they come from, like, the NBL or the European leagues, it's kind of a different ballgame. They're actually playing with grown men, and it's a professional league. Sure. But college, they don't have half the travel. They're not playing against guys like LeBron who are older than them times two and like have the experience under them. I just believe in giving them a rookie's time and seeing them in the G League. Like, he looks good when he's down there. So, you know, he's going
to
be a league player.
So Dick has room to grow.
Totally. I think he does. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about opportunity and the reps, you know, getting practice. And I guess that could go for both jokes, but I was being serious.
And show.
So
I liked it, but I was like, should I acknowledge it too much? I don't know.
Yeah, just keep moving over. That's what we do to Glenn. Just keep moving.
I appreciated it.
That's it. Treaty is rolling right now.
Shout out to Treat. Yeah, he's crying laughing.
I'm sorry, the mayor. Yes.
That's going to be the headline for this episode.
Yeah. Last year, Top Shot sent me to a G League game. What? And I saw some of our rookies who were down in the G League at the time. Which was kind of cool.
That's very cool.
I love seeing players that are kind of in the system that you know are going to end up in your team, and you get to watch them kind of progress. It makes you a little bit more invested in like the player in your own team.
Totally, like stack them rooks and just got to throw that out there, right?
Stack the rooks.
Yeah.
Stack.
So like, I think it's cool to just watch them, and the G League, the games are in a smaller arena, so you're so much closer to the action. Like, yeah. I was still in the top row and I was nowhere. Like, I was so close to court where at the Raptors, I'd be like way up in the nosebleeds. You barely see the guy. So the performance level is just so different.
Yeah.
Especially cool that you got that too. Opportunity to see the guy, the players up close before they get, you know, on the big team and kind of get some reps in there, and you get a little bit closer to them because of that. That's really cool.
So what do you think about Scottie's progression this year? I think he's awesome. I think he's a top probably 15 player in the league right now, the way he's playing.
I'm with you on that. I love Scottie. I thought he was a great draft pick. I know not everybody was thrilled about that. Some people wanted Jalen Suggs, who went right behind him. But I think he's looking good for the Raptors, and I think he's going to be kind of the face of the franchise, the new Lowry in a sense. He loves the city, which is pretty huge for us.
Yeah.
We get a lot of guys who don't necessarily want to come to Toronto, I feel like. So it's cool seeing someone embrace it as well as be a great player. And I think if he had the right team around him, it'd be looking a little different. I feel like him and Siakam are like really holding up right now.
But that's kind of like what you talked about earlier is even the rooks, like you got to give them time to like get used to it. New players come into the team. They have a little bit of time to connect and gel and figure each other out.
Exactly.
Most teams don't just have a horrible team and then the next year they win the championship. It takes a couple years to build, right?
Yeah, we're kind of in the rebuild in a sense because we won the championship. We lost quite. And from there, then Lowry ran off to the Heat.
He might have walked, but ran.
Now Van Vliet as well.
Yeah, we lost him to the Houston. And I mean, I was mixed on that trade. I was happy and sad to see him go. But like, that's kind of what our team's doing. We're just totally in rebuild, in my opinion.
Great point. Hold on 1 second. That's a great point you made about players liking the city and wanting to stay there. We find that a lot in Dallas. The people in LA or New York, Boston, they don't understand those. Miami, because people want to come there and play. The city is attractive itself. If you weren't playing professional basketball, it'd be a place that you might want to live just because of how much is going on. So to be able to get maybe a European player or someone from overseas, someone from Canada, and now getting them acclimated to not only a new city, a new state, but also to play and mesh with this team and this organization. There's a lot of moving parts and things happening there behind the scenes for sure. So if you find a good fit and you find some people that are nurturing and helping those young guys, that's definitely going to be better in the long run. That was a great point.
Yeah, it's a big thing I notice in a lot of sports besides hockey, at least in Canada, because like a lot of guys come from Canada, they want to grow up playing with the Leafs. But sure. Raptors, like basketball, I feel like has just really taken off for the development of players, like making it to the league from Canada as well as our team. So we're kind of in the Portland situation, like how their team changed so much losing Dame. I feel like for us, it's like finding the guys who want to be here. I know DeMar didn't even have a passport when he got drafted to us.
Which is crazy.
You know, like the man couldn't even get here. And I know last night, Miles Bridges was turned away at the
airport. So
you can't play for Canada either. So like, these are factors we got to look into that like you don't think about.
To be fair, half of this group probably couldn't get into Canada right now.
Yeah. So.
I don't know if I can get out.
Yeah. America will welcome you with open arms.
Yeah. I ought to get down for a game one day.
Oh, you do. Speaking of getting down for games, let's talk about something hopefully happy. Could not be. I don't know. Now I'm kind of worried. Let's talk about what is one of your favorite basketball memories growing up, whether it's a game you watched at home, a game you went to, the first game, talking smack to brothers and sisters about your team. Like what's a memory that just – stands out to you
besides the Top Shot tour, since you already gave us that.
Besides the Slamtini, that was not delicious.
The Slamtini were roasting. I feed them to my enemies. I'm going to say my best memory, probably my first game. So my first game would have been 2019, I believe, against Orlando Magic down in Toronto. My best friend got me the tickets for my birthday.
Great best friend.
Awesome.
Great.
I hope you're listening to that three ball.
Shout out to her. Yeah. Take some hints. His birthday's coming up. But yeah, we went to that game and it was the first 95 throwback game because we were celebrating, 25 years. So they did the court special for 5 games of the season. And it was the first one. So the whole court was like in 95. They wore the throwback jerseys.
Wow. So cool.
Yeah, the halftime show was like Chocolatier.
You felt like you were in a time machine.
I did. They had the dinosaur come out of the egg like they did at the first game ever.
Wow. That would have been awesome to see. That's cool.
It was so cool. And like, I'd never been to the game because Raptors tickets are insane.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of us. So that kind of like made me only want to watch them live. Like watching them on a TV, just, it's not the same. Just sitting at home, like the popcorn's not as good. The whole vibes are just not the same, honestly.
Yeah.
Hockey was the first sport I realized that with, of just being in person is a whole different thing. But basketball is definitely right up there. Football, baseball, just being in the arena or the stadium and smelling the popcorn, as you mentioned, having a hot dog, being with other fans. That's why sports bars and getting together for CNCCon and stuff like that is so awesome, because the group mentality is a lot of fun. But being in an arena where everyone's there for that one purpose, man, it's hard to beat that.
And like Raptors stadiums are like, we're all decked in Raptors gear, unless the Warriors are in town. That seems to be a night you see a lot of kids wearing like Chef Curry hats and things are going on. But it's like full on Raptors vibes everywhere.
Glenn hating that.
To be fair, though, the Knicks fans take over other arenas like Miami and Cleveland. Like, you'll hear them cheering more than the home team's fans sometimes. So it's just weird to me, even though it's beneficial to our team.
It definitely happens in some places where people travel really well, or to both of your instances, you have fans everywhere that follow the team. Maybe they're what do you call where are they transplants where they were there and then they moved to somewhere else and now they still follow their squad.
That's or a blue base,
So I went to a Giants game, you know, which is not too far from me. They played.
I'm sorry, man.
This is years ago, and this is right after they won a title, and there was just as many Dallas fans in Giants Stadium as Giants fans, and I thought that was terrible. Ooh. Like, we were good back then. This is when Eli was there, and we won a recent championship. I was like, times what's going on?
Yeah,
I'm a Miami fan, guys.
Yeah, Dolphins fan in the house, Tua over there. Yeah. You guys are pretty solid.
They look good.
I'll root for the Dolphins all day over the Giants.
How'd you become a Dolphins fan?
I refuse to become a Buffalo fan because everyone around here loves Buffalo because they're like, they're close to the border. I'm like, that's a shitty reason, like a team.
Yeah, it's like my favorite color is red. I like Miami. Yeah.
I'm like, that's dumb. Like, have you ever seen a dolphin? Way cooler.
No, we live in Canada. We don't have dolphins.
Tatanka.
Yeah. Weather's a little different.
Tatanka. I love it.
there's a lot of reasons. I was like, this is better. First off, going to see a game, I'm going to sit in the warmth. I'm not going to freeze my ass off at a Buffalo stadium. I thought the colors were pretty sick. Their record was pretty crappy at the time, and I didn't want to be a bandwagoner.
That's a great time to join.
Yeah,
I need a team that I'm riding with. And at the time, I was between the Seahawks and Dolphins, and the Seahawks were looking too good for my liking at that time. And I was like, I will not be called a bandwagoner ever in my life.
Gosh.
I'm going for the team that's crappier.
So, you are awesome.
They do have those pretty distinct colors, like an orange and that aqua. It's like a Taco Cabana in there.
Literally.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm like, the orange looks like good vibes. It reminds me of a little bit of a collecting and connecting, and that's what I'm shooting for.
Way to bring it back.
Oh, Ricky Williams.
Show the graphic again.
Pop it up.
Yeah. Every time she brings it up, just ding and show the graphic. Join CNC.
Got another one.
I'm on Twitter every morning, every Tuesday morning, reposting this. I'm like, let's go.
You gotta keep this show alive forever.
Yeah. I'm like, you gotta rep the fam.
We're definitely having fun, and it's given us an opportunity to connect and collect with you. This is so much fun just hanging out, talking ball, getting to hear about some of your memories and how you joined Top Shot, and just fun bantering back and forth and enjoying each other's company.
Totally.
Well, this has been a fan. I feel like we could just hang out. We're just chilling, having some coffee and talking between friends. Let's do this again sometime.
Totally.
King Brett, Glenn, you guys got anything?
No, I knew you were going to, like, when you made that pause, you were going to try to wrap it up. And I'm literally sitting here like, I have so many more things to ask and talk about.
We were at 10 minutes and we're already at 45. Time just flew talking to Mac over here.
Yeah.
Man.
I just looked up at the recording. I was like, geez, 40 minutes goes by quick, guys.
It does.
Yeah. It does. Right, which Raptor is going to get traded next? There's all these rumors about a bunch of them.
I think OG people are wanting traded for some reason. I kind of like the guy. I think he's still young. Give him time. Guys, my whole theory is give them time.
Yeah.
Yep.
I believe in trusting the process here. But I know there was a lot of trade packages back in the summer that people wanted to see Siakam. I know there's a lot of talk with Portland at one time when Dame was still on the table.
Right.
I wouldn't have hated Siakam for Scoop kind of concept, truthfully.
Ooh.
I wouldn't have hated it.
Yeah.
Siakam's done a great thing for our team, but I like going for the young guys over the vets sometimes because we got more years out of them and you never know who's going to pop off.
You nailed it.
I think last year the Raptors had such a talented roster. And I was really shocked that their record was not good, just as a basketball fan, because you're looking at all their pieces, and they had so much talent, and you're like, well, how is that not working?
I think it was coaching from what I've been hearing, but I like Nick Nurse, but I'm also not on the team. I'm not being coached by him, so who am I to say anything?
Wait, are you sure?
So you should try out.
Being 5'4", I always thought I had a good chance of making it, because with that height, I should be
right out of here. In that picture, you look like you were the same height. That's why I said, I was like, what are you, 6 foot?
You look like all angles.
Eye to eye. Like, oh my goodness.
Elevator shoes.
Matt, I'm short as hell.
Matt's up there posting up on Calderon. Give me the ball.
Yeah.
It's like, let's go. One-on-one right now outside. Yeah.
She was Yao Ming-ing him for sure. Banana Mac, this has been great. Glenn, King Brett, you guys are the best.
Mac,
everybody in CNC, thanks for joining us today.
This was awesome.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate the opportunity.
I have a feeling this won't be the last time we see your face.
I'm not complaining.
I definitely think we see you again. Appreciate everybody out there. Thanks for watching.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks.